In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. I want to talk about faith today, and then we'll look at some of the Psalms. I'm reading from Genesis 12. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you." He didn't tell where he was going. He says, "I'm going to show you that land. You're going to have to listen to me because I'm going to bring you there." He brought Abram 320 miles down the road to Canaan. When they arrived, the Lord says, "You've arrived at your home. This is where I want you to be. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you." So we bless the faith of Abraham. We bless Abraham. We bless him. He had nobody before him. You see, he had nobody before him. Isaiah had Abram and Abraham and Sarah. And Isaiah had the Exodus experience. Abram has nobody, only God. He is the father of faith. And you know, I heard yesterday from Tessa that she is a woman of faith. I've always known that. She was talking about her father. They gave him just 3 days to live. And she got the scripture from John's gospel on Lazarus and kept on praying it in his room. And you know what? He didn't die in 3 days. She had faith to believe this. Our faith does things. One lady came up to me and said, "I haven't seen you in 28 years. And then she said to me, 28 years ago, you saved me. I said, "No, Jesus saved you." She said, "I was on drugs and I was dying. And after I met you, I was fixed." That's amazing. That's amazing. That's God at work, working through faith. You know, she'll never say no. And after she came, somebody came to me and said, "My family is rooted in alcohol." And I said, "I just had a lady saying to me that she's been fixed for 28 years without alcohol because of Jesus. Now we're going to pray for your family, and we're going to curse the root of that alcoholism wherever it started."
Yeah, and Bill got up. He testified 23 years without alcohol. You know, God is at work, and he's always doing something, but it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without having faith. God wants to bestow every grace upon you. He wants to give you healing. He wants to give you life. The family members you're praying for, Jesus loves them more than you could love them. Ever. He cares about each and every one of the person. But do we have faith in Jesus? Do you have faith in God to be able to receive the gifts he has for you? Because God, he's a good God, and he never will affect your free will. So he may be wanting to give you lots of graces and healings and favors on this earth, but he can't unless you have the faith to receive them. So, Lord, we just pray for this supernatural faith to wash upon every listener. You know, faith like holiness, it's really not taught, it's caught. You know, you just move forward. You just take a step out. You know, a couple of Octobers ago, everyone was in Salem and they were going to the psychics. And I never really had a prophetic word of knowledge gift. But I felt that God was saying, do something about this. So I made a sign that said, free prophetic readings. And I cut off the people before they could get into the psychic shop, because the psychics never do anything for free. And they asked me, are you a psychic? I said, no. But let's pray. But let's just pray and see if God has something to tell you. And you know, I had no idea what was going to happen. But I said, God, I have faith. I have faith that you're not going to leave me hanging, that you're going to give me a word, that you're going to give me this gifting. And as I stepped out in faith, everyone I prayed for, God would just show me about their life, gave me prophetic words. And by the time I was done praying, they would be shaking under the power of God. They would say, how did you know that about my life? I said, I didn't, but Jesus does. And he wants you to give your life to Jesus right now. And these people all gave their life to Jesus. It had nothing to do with me. It was just God put something on my heart. And he just looked at me and said, Anthony, do you have the faith? Do you have the faith and trust to move forward and do this for me? Because I will never let you down. Jesus will never, ever let you down. We just need the faith to understand that.
And faith is a substance of things hoped for. Oh, yes, how we need the faith of Abraham. Abraham didn't have anyone else. He was the only one. Then he believed God, and he went on a journey, and it took him 320 miles down the road, and he received the land of Canaan through the mouth of the Lord. I tell you, we need faith. I remember my Aunt May came to me. She was completely depressed, and we took the prayer of faith that the Lord come into her heart and that he free her from this torture. And it was a simple prayer that he become her Lord and her Savior. It was a simple prayer. And after I prayed, nothing seemed to happen. But I loosed something else. People in her parish started to come to her and say, why don't you come to the prayer meeting with us? She came to the prayer meeting, was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and became a prayer warrior. It all started in my little room, her asking Jesus into her heart by faith. By faith alone, it's impossible to please God without faith. And that faith is real. That faith is real. That faith is real. When I went on the radio, I had faith that I would be on for about 6 months. I figured all my money would be gone and I wouldn't have any more money to continue to preach. But I thought 6 months was great. That's 38 years ago. This is a faith ministry. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. This is a faith ministry. God is the Lord of this ministry. This is not my ministry. This is the Lord's ministry. And he gives us what we need every single month through you people. Oh, yes, it's faith. People say, aren't you afraid that it won't come? I says, it's come for 38 years. Why won't it come for 39? As long as God is on the throne and hears and answers faith, everything is going to come out all right. Abram followed God to the land of Canaan, and it was there that he pitched his tent. It was there that became the Holy Land. It was there that we found Jerusalem. It was there that the temple of God was built on Mount Zion. Oh, yeah, it's all faith. It's all faith. Faith without works is dead. It's dead. In other words, if you believe, you got to be doing something. I am not saved by my works. I'm saved by the grace of God, which gives me faith, which gives me faith works. This is so important. So many people say, well, I'm saved. That's all I need to do. Faith without works is dead. It's dead as a doornail. Because if faith is alive, it's vibrant. It does things. It does things that God wants us to do. I remember when I was just alone with the baptism of the Spirit in my life, and I had no group at this time, and I was very sad. So I was inspired to go and to go to a nursing home and to find someone who didn't have any guests. And I soon found this woman who was blind, who never had a guest. And I would talk to her, and I would pray with her, and it was wonderful. I was just young. I was 21, 22. No one had taught me to do these things, only God. And this woman, we became friends. She became my friend. I needed her more than she needed me, because I was down, and God called me to do something. I'll never forget when my mother's trachea was broken, and after so many months, nothing happened. And finally, I let go of it. I said, Lord, do what you want with my mother. Whether she's healed or not, it's up to you. After that prayer, we found the best doctor at the Eye and Ear Hospital. But God was waiting for that prayer. I'll do anything, Lord, whether she's healed or not. I tell you, God is so good that he requires us to have faith. And faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, how big is a mustard seed? Get a common pin. And the head of the common pin is the size of a mustard seed. This is the size of a... That's all the faith you need. He doesn't say, unless you have the faith of a watermelon seed, you shall not have be granted. He says, the faith of a mustard seed. Do you have that faith? If you don't, why don't we just ask for it now? Lord Jesus, give me the faith of a mustard seed. Give me the faith of a mustard seed. I'll never ask you for more. I'll never ask you for more. Plant it, Lord. Deep in my heart, plant it, Lord, deep in my heart, and let it grow and grow and grow, and let it grow and grow and grow in Jesus' name.
Anything is possible if you have faith. You know, what Father was saying, it's so true. We're not saved by our works, but faith without works is dead. Because it's not about what we do, it's about who you are. But the thing is if you have supernatural faith, if who you are is embedded in the love of God, then that just spills out of you. What we do is a reflection of who we are. What we do on the in our exterior life is a reflection of our interior life. So if we're filled with the love and the joy of God, the fire of God, the faith, works just spill out. You know, the Holy Spirit just spills out of us. We know the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. It leads us into all truth. And like Father said, faith is a substance. It's a substance of God. So when we receive Jesus, when we receive the Holy Spirit, embedded within the Holy Spirit, embedded within the fire of God, is a supernatural faith of Jesus. We're called to not to have faith in Jesus. We're called to have the faith of Jesus.
Yes.
You're not called to have faith in Jesus. You're called to have the faith of Jesus. You know, we have the whole scriptures, the New Testament. We see the example. As Jesus was in this world, so are you. As Jesus is in this world, so are you, because he's still alive and active in this world. He's still doing miracles. He still wants to continue his ministry through you. So if you have the King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, living within you through the power of the Holy Spirit, How can you not have faith? How can you not have works? How can you not love? We want to love with Jesus' love. You know, so Jesus, we just ask right now that you just come and just embed that supernatural faith through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit into each and every one of us. You know, faith is truly the name of the game. Through faith, God, he changed Abram into Abraham. You know, before I had this faith, he changed me from one person who is in the world, taught by the world, you know, leaning on myself, to someone who I understood that, you know what, I don't have to do anything on my own. You don't have to do anything on your own. You have a Savior. You have a King. You don't need to be your own King. You have Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes God, Jesus, will put you through situations because the key of faith is we want to depend on Jesus. He puts you in a situation where you need to depend on him, where you're drained of your own strength and your own power. So you're totally dependent on God. You're totally dependent on Jesus so he can glorify himself through you. You know, when I went out in front of the psychic shop, was I nervous? Yes. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I was totally dependent on Jesus, and he never lets me down. You know, he never wants to let you down. Sometimes I just get with Father Tom. I never know. He just throws a mic at me and says, speak. And you know, I'm unqualified.
No, don't say that. It's not true.
But God qualifies the call, yeah. But I'm unqualified because I have Jesus within me. And you know, the best part is when you're put in these situations and you just need to lean totally on Jesus, you need to lean totally on Jesus. He never lets you down. He'll give you the words. He'll give you everything you need. He'll give you everything you need. And all it takes is just faith. So, Lord, just please, we just thank you, Lord, that faith is a substance. And when we receive you, we receive your faith.
Faith. Oh, God, thank you for faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Be in the scriptures. That's how your faith will increase. You see people that are bound up. You can set them free in the name of Jesus by the faith he has been given you. You see, we don't have to work on our own, as Anthony says. Jesus works with us. Jesus works for us. Jesus works in us. Jesus works through us. It's all about Jesus. Our faith is in the Lord. Our faith is in the cross and resurrection. Our faith is in the blood. But you see, if you haven't received conversion, you can't have much faith. You've got to come to the cross and ask Jesus to save you, that his blood would wash over you, that you would become a new creation by the blood of Jesus. And you've got to ask forgiveness for your sins. Someone went to confession yesterday and came up to me and said, what a wonderful thing that is. I said, what's that? He said, confession. I went to confession and great things happened. You see, the church supplies these wonderful sacraments. Even though some man is going to say, don't depend on the sacraments. You're all going to hell. No, it's not true. Jesus gave us the sacraments, penance. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. You see, this is reality. This is reality. Why did Jesus give us the sacraments? Because he knew we were human and we needed to be able to touch someone, to be able to experience someone. So the sacrament of penance, maybe you haven't gone to confession in the last 3 or 4 years. Go now. Go on Saturday. Go on Saturday at your parish. Or if you want, come to St. John the Baptist in Quincy. We have confessions in the car from 12 o'clock in the noon on Saturday to 2 o'clock. And there's a waiting line of people wanting to go to confession. I tell you, we are so blessed with what God has given us. Now we have to use it in faith. You know, the last verse of the Bible is so important. There are more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. That's by faith. What is Jesus doing in you today? If you've got faith, he's got to be doing something. He brought me to this microphone. I didn't know we were going to go into faith only. But you know what? We follow what Jesus is saying. I was going to go on to the Psalms. I'll do that tomorrow. You see, I don't have to do it what I think we need to be doing. We need to be doing what the Lord commands us to do in faith, in faith, in faith.
In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. You know, everything that comes at us, it's to build you more and more and more in faith. Because at the end of the life, it's how much did we trust in Jesus? How much did we love Jesus? Do we have faith in his promises? Because when we have faith in his promises, his promises are granted to you. You know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. But the Lord just wants, he wants everything. And he wants our trust. We know the trust is a vessel which all graces are giving. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He's given you everything. You know, we wouldn't even have our next breath if it wasn't breathed in us from Jesus. Every breath we have is a gift. So everything you've been given in your life, your job, your car, your family, your house, you haven't earned it. It's been a gift given to you by God, and we cooperate with his grace, of course. But when you understand everything's a gift and everything we receive is by faith, that understanding will allow you to receive all the treasures of heaven. All the treasures of heaven. Because God's just looking to pour them out on you. But he wants to know if you have the faith to receive them. And Father, the place where I got my faith originally was at the school of the Holy Spirit when I received the fire in the baptism, and I entered into the heavenly realm.
So we want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. Starts Sunday, July 17th to the 23rd. There are morning sessions, go from 9 to 1. There are evening sessions going from 6 to 10. And this is wonderful. It's a school, so we want people to learn. What do we want them to learn to do? Learn to prophesy, learn to heal the sick, learn to set captives free. If you want to know more about it, it's in Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn, and you just put in your computer daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. Oh yes, the School of the Holy Spirit. God's going to be working that week because we're coming, setting this aside as God's work, and people will be changed. People will be delivered. People will be blessed. People will receive the baptism of the Spirit. Things are going to happen during the School of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we do it in faith. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, Father, we thank you for the faith of Jesus that you've given each one of us. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.